Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Until you're ready to die. Good Lord, I thought about that, and that is so true. Because we will let fear run our lives. We must have faith over fear. When we remove the fear of death and understand that we're all going to die, but the thing happens is what happens after death? Are you prepared to die? A lot of us are not prepared to die, therefore we're not prepared to live. Now I'm going to end with this last thing here. I want to give you some hope. With all these things going on, and all these warning signs, and Jesus wanting us to repent, He gives us hope. Psalms 91. We'll end with Psalms 91. Psalms 91 reads this way. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What this verse is talking about, that if we are in Christ, He is going to protect us. He's going to hide us under the shadow of Him. Verse 2 say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. What a great place to find refuge. We always hear about these refugee camps or places like that. But a place of refuge of when you can find rest in the midst of chaos, in the midst of opposition. So He is your refuge and He is also your fortress. That means He is going to protect you and nothing gets in that He doesn't allow. And the last part says, I will trust. We have to trust in Him. Verse 3 says, surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Wow! The fowler is, they set traps for you. They're trying to get you. But He says, I'm going to deliver you from the fowler. And then He says the noisome pestilence. Remember, pestilence, disease. I'm thinking about this virus here. The Lord said He's going to deliver us from this noisome pestilence. I like the word that He threw noisome in there, because you can't turn the TV on, the radio on, go on the internet without seeing anything about this virus. It's a noisome pestilence. And verse 4 says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That means we're going to trust on Him. We're going to lean and depend upon Him. His shield, think about a shield. He is going to protect us. And our buckler, He's going to ride us through every bumpy wave that we encounter. He is your shield and your buckler. Number 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. In verse 6, nor for the pestilence, He goes back to this pestilence again, that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You know, the CDC has been given a lot of numbers about this virus, how many people are affected. Look at verse 7 here. Verse 7 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Wow. Those are some numbers the CDC don't know about. It says the Lord will protect you right in the midst of what you're going through. It says it will not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I'm telling you, that is a great verse that we need to really study and ponder upon, because God tells us that these things.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.